Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome BTech Smith and Steve Metz.
BTech Smith and Steve Metz,
you are now entering the Megacast.
The Megacast.
The Megacast.
Megacast.
What's going on, D. Ted Smith?
You know, bright and early, Steve.
I know. We got here a little bit earlier because we're going to talk to the fellas in 6 a.m. in a little bit.
Yes.
I'm pumped.
Yeah, we are. It's going to be crazy.
It's going to be awesome. So they're going to be joining us in about 15 minutes. So
I don't know a ton about them. You're going to have to ask a lot of questions.
Fair enough.
All right.
I'll take the lead.
All right.
I'm sure you'll have stuff to say.
Yeah. Well, I always got something to say.
And I don't know if it's the right thing.
Right.
But you always have stuff to say. Well, Ted, it's good to see you. Apologies for last week's podcast. It took forever for it to show up on iTunes.
Oh, all right.
Our website's changed.
Yeah.
And when they made the change, everything else seems to work better. But for some reason, the Megacast would show up on the website, but it wouldn't link immediately. Like, usually it just automatically links to iTunes and Stitcher, and apparently there's Stitcher issues for all of the stuff on the website. I don't understand it, but it's some technical mumbo-jumbo. But
all the podcast. I mean, it was hard just to get the podcast up to the new website. And the new website's dope. It's just a different platform, and just there's some kinks we got to work out.
I really do like the new website, but you're right. It's just been such a struggle.
Yeah, like my blog, I couldn't even get in. What? I think this week, finally, I can get into it.
And how about this? So everything gets set up, and then they're like, well, the problem is we don't have a way to change the feed because we don't have the password and the email that it was set up through. And I'm like, and they're like, well, do you have it? Otherwise, we got to blow up the entire feed and then start new. And that means we lose our subscribers, we lose everything.
Oy.
Which is still, there's a risk of that. And I'm like, I don't. This guy who worked at our station set it up, who doesn't work here anymore. So Now it's been about tracking the guy down.
To see if he still has the password to something he set up that long ago?
Well, apparently they found the email he used and the password. They got that all taken care of, right? But then they need, in order for them to like make the
His
switch.
His firstborn?
No, they got to have like, they got to send him a text. And so now they're trying to get a hold of him. To be like, hey, can you help us out? I mean, thankfully, I don't think the guy was fired, so it's not going to be like one of those situations where he's like, F you guys, how much you want to pay me? But it's like, why in the hell did he set it up through his own personal crap?
That's a good question.
It seems really weird. Like, did
Who was it? Turn the mic off a second. Right. Who was it?
Yeah?
You barely remember him. He wasn't very talkative.
All right.
Yeah. Well, yeah, he's clearly not being very talkative and not giving us all the proper credentials to get into this so we can fix it.
Come on, dude.
Seriously, bro. So there's a backwards way that I could do it now. I just got to upload. Finally, they figured out, well, you could upload it to the old way that we used to do it from the old site for the time being because they haven't blown that up yet. So now I have to upload it twice, but that's fine. It takes like 2 seconds, and it'll show up on people's iTunes. So
all right.
If anything gets blown up eventually, we'll let you know, and you'll just have to resubscribe. We're hoping we don't have to go down that road, but that's just kind of how things are right now.
That sounds fun.
I know, right?
Yeah.
Sons of bitches on 420. We don't need this kind
of
crap.
We don't need any of this.
Happy 420, Ted.
Yeah, man, happy 420.
You doing anything today to celebrate?
Oh, I don't know. It's weed week on the men's room.
Yeah, we got to talk about that later.
Yeah. I have a feeling the it's a little rigged this year.
Why is that?
I just have a feeling how they're going to pick my name again today.
Oh, are you nervous about that?
A little bit.
Have you done the mental preparation since, I mean, yesterday you were the guy?
I mean, don't get me wrong. There's parts of it that was fun, but there's definitely part of me that was like, I don't want to be that stoned on the during the show.
No. It's a novelty every once in a while. 2 days in a row sounds like a terrible idea.
Yeah.
All right, why don't we do our push-ups and get things going before the fellas in 6 a.m. join us.
Mm-hmm.
And the best way to do that is to get everybody up and running.
There you go,
their
Steve.
Their heart racing, their blood pumping. I think I'm losing weed week. And their brain
functioning.
So push-ups this time around. It's off of the new 6 a.m. record.
Rise! Get yourselves together!
Rise! Oddly enough, the song is called
Rise,
and the new CD is called Prayers for the Damned, and it comes out next Friday. You ready, Ted?
Oh, yeah.
Let's do this for 6 a.m.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
funny song right before you have sex.
Like you're talking to your penis?
Yeah.
Rise! Come on! It wasn't that much whiskey.
It does sound like he's arguing.
Come
get
on,
yourself
penis.
Together, dude. Live your life.
We've got this hot as F girl here. Get yourself together.
Rise.
TED Talks, starring B-Tech Smith.
You know, oftentimes in the TED Talk, it's something serious. It's a life empowering moment. Something for you to do. Sometimes in life, mistakes happen, things change. So today on 420, TED Talk, go get high. That's all I got. St. Patty's Day, you'd go have a little drink. It's 420.
Yeah, get the edge off.
Have a little smoke.
And we're in a great place.
Yeah, it's legal.
Where there's no, like, you're doing something seedy. You know what I mean?
I'd be pissed if it was seedy.
Yeah. You don't want those stems and seedies.
No.
No, who does?
By the way, what is with, I mean, I know we have legal weed, but like Snoop Dogg was in Bellingham last night.
He has a weird connection, it seems like, with that city.
I think a lot of people love it. I mean, Joe Rogan's doing two comedy shows tonight.
Oh, that's right. That's tonight.
Yeah.
Is it at the...
At the Moor.
At the Moor. I forgot all about that. I'm surprised he didn't come in.
Yeah. Well, I'm guessing he's just up here smoking all day.
Yeah, I mean,
I know he doesn't smoke nearly as much as he used to, but I think 420, that guy's still getting down.
Well, I mean, it can't be nearly as bad as Waka Flocka Flame.
Yeah.
That story, we joked about it on the Migs cast and this morning on BJ and Migs, but it's really like, that's just like a great testament to the marijuana products here in Washington.
Right, he ate too many edibles and he called an ambulance?
He smoked, it said 20 blunts.
All
right. Seems crazy, but I'm imagining he's smoking 20 blunts with friends.
Yeah.
So it's not that crazy, I guess.
How long do they say the period of time was? It was just over the day.
It was on Sunday, I guess, that this all went down.
All right.
And he was doing a show, and he just got knocked on his ass, so they had to call the medics, and he spent some time in the ambulance, but they never took him to the hospital. They're like, look, man, you're just really stoned.
Yeah.
You're going to be fine. Just chill out.
Yeah, I saw one of the things was like, well, he's a vegan and some of the edibles are...
Oh, that's why he kept saying non-GMO edibles?
Yeah.
Like, I was like, that's a funny thing for him to bring up on his Instagram.
Right, so that was his argument, was that there was GMO stuff in the edibles and that messed with his system.
Oh, sure.
But I'm with you, because like Ralphie May, right? Notorious stoner. We both, you introduced me to him years ago.
Yeah.
So I always liked that guy.
Yeah, he's a good guy.
But he did one in Denver. Where he couldn't do his show. Mm-hmm. And then the video of him, it's just like him getting his van. And he's like, I just ate too many edibles.
The edibles will kill you, man. Not literally, of course, but like,
no.
There's been many occasions. Nowadays, at least it's better. Like, he'll say, this is 10 milligrams. This is 20 milligrams. So at least you kind of have an idea of how your body's going to handle it. Remember when it was like a Wild West thing and you just got like a Rice Krispie treat and you're like, how much am I supposed to take? And the person's like, I don't know, man.
Yeah, I eat two.
Right. I'm like, well, I don't know if that's a good thing.
Yeah, well, because it used to be, right, you just bought edibles from a guy, and he'd be like, these are the strong ones.
Right.
Like, all right.
Just have a corner of it. Well, how big of a corner? Just one bite. Well, I take big bites.
Dude, I did it once on a bachelor party. We were down in Portland.
Mm-hmm.
And granted, there was a lot of stuff happening there. But I brought, I had a girl I was dating, and she lived kind of like out in the country a little bit.
Uh-huh.
So these country dudes like grew their own outdoor weed, and they made the strongest cookies you ever have, and they would vacuum seal them.
Jeez.
So it'd just be like 12 cookies, right? So I brought those, and everybody's like, what should we? And I was like, yeah, we'll just all have a cookie. And I remember like, we go to the strip club, like I'm the only one really having fun. Everybody else is just staring, and I'm like elbowing people like, you gotta feed the meter. Like we're sitting on the stage.
Right.
And then finally, like, after like 2.5 hours, like a couple guys are like, dude, that cookie wrecked me. Like I'm just back in like this sphere.
It took 2 hours for them to talk.
Yeah.
I've had that happen, man.
Yeah.
I remember one time being out with a buddy and we ate a couple cookies, ended up at a strip club. And we're just sitting there, and I'm like, I'm starting to have the shakes, like the chills.
Yeah.
And I'm like, geez. And I remember a stripper sat on my lap, and she's like, are you cold? And I'm like, no. And she's like, okay, like, is there at least going to be a follow-up response other than just no? Like, because I couldn't talk.
Yeah.
And I'm staring at the lights. I'm not even looking at the strippers. And then she's like, well, are you okay? I think so. I really can't talk to you right now. And she's like, well, why? I'm like, I ate a cookie, and I'm freaking the F out. And she's like, can I hang out with you? I'm like, why?
And she's like, why?
And she's like, because I'm pretty effed up too, and I don't want to walk around and talk to anybody, but I figured you'd look nice. I'm like, yeah, pull up a seat. I can't have you sit on me anymore, though.
That's awesome.
And she's like, okay. And she hung out all night. And actually, it helped bring me down. Those strippers, man, they look out for your best interest.
Yeah. I've definitely been there, too. Yep. I've been too stoned. I'm like, I got to get out of here.
I ate a cookie at a Radiohead concert at the Gorge.
All right.
And I think two. And this is this is so many years ago, right? And I was going with a whole group of people, including a girl that I really had the hots for. I was like, this girl is so awesome. And she was like a friend. I was like hoping that this would be the event that takes us from being friends to more.
Sure.
Because we were like, we're all camping. We decided her and I will buy a tent and we'll camp together.
Seems natural enough.
Locked in, right? So now we go to the Radiohead show. I ate a couple cookies. They were these mint cookies, and they were like mint flavored, not all just right. Like awesome. Like these things are mint.
Yeah,
Radiohead's playing, feeling the music. Next thing you know, I passed out. I opened up my eyes, and I'm being carried by a group of people.
Oh,
to the medic tent.
Oh,
like just random people.
And where is she?
She's following along. Like, are you okay? Him? Are you okay? And I'm like, where am I? And she's like, we're at Radiohead. You passed out. And I'm like, and then one guy carrying goes, big fan, man. Big fan.
Oh.
I'm like, son of a bitch. What is happening?
And I mean, literally, they're carrying you?
Like four guys.
Oh.
Each have arms, legs. Just barreling through people to get me to the medic tent. Get to the tent.
Lady's like, help us. Steve makes us die.
Yeah. They get to the tent. Lady's like, what's going on? I'm like, I ate a couple cookies. She's like, what kind of cookies? I'm like, do you know what kind of cookies? And
can I get some water?
Yeah. Finally get some water. She's like, you're fine. You're fine. Patting my head, you know, with a cold rag, all that crap.
Are you sweaty too?
Oh, I was a mess. Get back, watch the rest of the show. Felt awkward. Like, she was cool, the girl that I was with. But, like, that's not a way to win somebody over by passing out.
No, almost dying?
No. So, we get back now.
Almost dying, but.
You know, though. Yeah. Get back to the campsite where our tent's supposed to be. There was a big windstorm. We didn't secure the tent to the dirt well enough. Everybody else's tent was there. Our tent flew off of where it was and was just gone. Completely gone.
Like, were your, like, blankets and stuff inside of it?
No, we should have put a bunch of stuff. We kept the stuff in the car because we were afraid that maybe somebody would steal something. So originally I thought somebody stole our freaking tent. Somebody in another site like that was near us goes, nah, man, we saw it fly off. And I'm like,
well, thanks for the help.
Right. Can you have grabbed it? Like, so now it's like, now we don't have a tent. So we had to break off. And like, she went and stayed in the same tent as her sister and her sister's friends. I had to go stay in a tent with my buddies. And it was just like,
oh my God, dude.
Dude, it was the worst.
So you never got to close that deal.
I put in so much work.
How was the ride home?
I was fine. We all laughed about it. But like, we were both pissed. And I don't know if she was pissed because like, we just lost our tent and that was an inconvenience. Or was she pissed like I was, knowing full well that we were not spending the night together? I think she was just pissed about the tent.
Who knows, though? Maybe she was fired up, too. Like, you know what?
Oh.
I've liked Steve. I think it's time to take it to the next level.
We're Radiohead fans.
Radiohead. This is it.
I mean, it's nothing more amusing, more romantic than... Beep, doop, doop, beep, boop, hey, I'm a weirdo.
Yeah.
I don't know where my tent is.
I like Radiohead, but goddamn, it's depressing.
Dude, I love their first three records. After that, it's just like... You just don't care about the... A good chunk of your fan base. I get a lot of people love the weird electronic stuff they wound up doing. I'm not one of those guys. It's just not my thing.
You lost me, Radiohead.
Yeah, I'm done, man. I don't need to hear somebody hitting the buttons on a phone for 3 minutes and singing over it.
Man, I don't know what's worse about that story. The not hooking up, the 10th leaving, but it's got to be just coming to. And there's four men carrying you. She's behind you going, are you okay? And that dude going, big fan.
Oh.
Like, oh, God.
Worst part for me was not spending the night with her.
Yeah. Did I ever meet this person?
No, this is so many. This is back like.
All right.
This had to be like late 90s, early 2000s.
All right.
Yeah, it was a long time ago. But yeah, we're still Facebook friends.
I remember once being with you, we were backstage at the Gorge for something, And somebody came by and there was like a big chain link fence.
Uh-huh.
And they were like, Steve, Ted. And we like walked over. And same thing. The guy was like, I made some cookies. Like, you guys want them? And he just like broke them in half and stuck them through the fence.
Looked like dogs eating cookies out of the fence.
And we ate them. And I remember telling my buddy and he goes, is that safe? And I go, yeah, it's fine.
Yeah.
I've eaten weed cookies from a lot of people. I trust weed cookies.
I trust anything anybody gives me. I'm asking for it, but I've never had a bad experience. I remember one listener sent me as a thank you. I hooked her up with like M&M tickets back when I worked at the End.
All right.
She sent me like just a tray of cookies in the mail. Right. Like, here, thank you so much. I made you a bunch of cookies. And she said, like, the regular ones are really good, but I highly, and wrote highly in capital letters, suggest that you eat the M&M cookies.
Oh, nice.
And I was like, I'm not a bright man, but I'm not a dumb man. I know that you're saying that these are weed cookies, and they were awesome.
Nice.
Yeah, that was great.
Yeah, I remember one time walking out of Hemp Fest,
mm-hmm.
and like I found these, this is when it was hard to get edibles.
Right.
These guys were selling like little Rice Krispie treats, and they were awesome.
Yeah.
You didn't have to eat like a giant one. And then we talked about it on the show, and then they were like, oh, dude, yeah, that's us. We sell those. Like, we'll come by. Like, awesome.
That's a good hookup.
Oh, it was great, man. And then there was a while I was just handing out Rice Krispie treats to people, like the Rice Krispie man.
Are you Snap? Are you Crackle? Or are you Pop?
Pop, dude.
Clearly. I'm Snap.
I was so excited about it. Like, you know I'm Pop. Come on, Steve.
So I make our guru, Shawnee Mac, Crackle.
That does make him Crackle.
Yeah. And that's our next outfit for when we go see Fish.
Oh, Snap, Crackle, and Pop.
And we just go around and hand people Rice Krispie treats?
Yes.
We might have to go to the Gorge and see them after all.
When is it?
I don't know. It's like in June or July.
All right.
All right, Ted, when we get back, this is very exciting. We are going to be talking to the members of 6 a.m., which I just learned something about them. This is a stupid little fact, but it's good for you to know.
Steve, I need all the facts I can get.
Yeah. Why is that, Ted?
I don't know a ton about the band.
All right.
And is it the band, or is Nikki Sixx with them? Is it all of them?
It's all of them. So
right.
It's going to be DJ Ashba, Nikki Sixx. DJ Ashba played with Guns N' Roses.
Oh, nice.
So that'll be a good thing to talk to him about. And also James Michael, who's the front man. I'm not sure if their drummer Dustin will be a part of it. They've gone through a few drummers, so maybe he doesn't get to do the interviews with them. So I figure, you know, for the entire megacast, for all the music that we play, will be music from 6 a.m. They've got a new album
good
coming
call.
Out on next Friday, the 29th, and it's called Prayers for the Damned, Volume 1. So we'll listen to a little bit of their stuff, and when we get back, we'll be talking to the members of 6 a.m. You might know this song. Oh, crap. Sorry.
Oh, dude, this is one of my favorites.
This is a good one. It's The Sound of Silence, right? Here we go. You might remember this song, Ted. Life is Beautiful. Their first hit.
Oh, yeah.
From the Heroin Diaries.
Right, and I read the book.
Oh, so there you go. You're prepared.
All right.
All right, we'll be back with 6 a.m. and Nikki Sixx.
Life is beautiful when there is a new episode of the Megacast. Ted and Steve will be back.
With the proliferation of marijuana shops, there may be a point where you need to interact with a marijuana user. And let's face it, they speak a different language. That's why there's a bold new language program to help you, Rosetta Stoner. There's no useless repetition or memorization because, let's face it, their memories are shot anyway. Just a simple program to help you understand stoners.
Dude, that is some serious hydrospleefage.
Why, yes, that is some chronic hydroponic.
Let's face it, there's nothing more frustrating than being in a strange place and not knowing the language. But now, with Rosetta Stoner, everything's mellow.
I am so rocked. I changed that pipe big time. I'm like total Bong Kong.
That bowl is completely cashed, and you seem to be all lit up for shizzle. Even if you never touch the stuff, you may encounter a user. And with Rosetta Stoner, you'll be prepared. Call 1-800-WHOA-DUDE.
Dude, what's the 411 again?
That's 1-800-WHOA-DUDE. Call today for your...
Yeah, I'd like a large pepperoni. Why did I call this number again?
Call today.
Are you looking to have a smile on your face? Well, you have come to the right place. The Megacast is back.
So this is brand new 6 a.m. off of their record, Prayers for the Damned. It's called You Have Come to the Right Place.
You know, I want to ask him about that. I've read his book. Seems like a positive guy.
Yeah.
But all the records, like the names are so dark.
They are.
Yeah, and it's always been that way.
They're lyrically also very dark stuff, but musically... And that's something I would love to talk to them. I'm sure we will if they ever call. Is like, you know, the music sounds like really upbeat and rocking. But then when you pay attention to the lyrics, you're like, whoa, some heavy S going on with these guys.
Feeling it, man.
They are feeling it, man. It almost has like, that song kind of reminds me of that one Shinedown song. I hate doing that, but it da, 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 da,
da. Like know, an old one?
Yeah.
Save Me?
I don't know.
That one about the spoons and the take away these pills.
Oh, that's a good song. No,
I love that song.
I can't remember the name of it. And it's going to bug me until I go back and listen to a bunch of Shinedown songs.
Do it again. Let's see if I know it.
No. I can't believe you don't. I would be awful at humdinger.
Well, it's just nice because you hum it, but also like you have both hands working as if you're working a guitar.
And I don't even know what I'm doing. I think I'm doing something sexual with this one hand.
Right. It's or like trying to get the middle piece of that flat wing out without breaking the bones. Yeah. And also, I like how you just kind of trailed off.
It looks like I'm tickling the testes or something. Yeah, it's the old tickle the testy guitar move.
Yeah. You look like you've been doing acid for like 3 days, and now you're at like this awesome show. That's your dance move.
Damn it. All
but
right,
the secret is nobody's around.
We got to film it. We'll put it up on our Twitter page, and that's at the Megacast here. It's recording. So.
All right.
There you go.
All right.
So this is. Go
Steve,
ahead.
One more time. This is your impression of the Shinedown song that you like,
right,
which is upbeat but has dark lyrics.
No.
Yeah. All right. So if anybody can figure out what that is.
Tweet it at us.
I didn't stop it yet.
Oh, okay.
That's going to be a long video.
That's all right. We'll edit it down.
So one thing I like about the Megacast, not a lot of secrets here. Steve and I are now playing the awkward waiting game.
We are. Obviously, I would not keep doing the tickle the testy move had the band already called in. And we're the last on their like radio tour. So I'm not surprised that they haven't, you know, that we're getting them later than everybody else. But like, at what point do we just say, let's give up?
I say we still got a few more minutes.
Okay. All right.
By the way,
enough.
I like hashtag 3T.
Hashtag 3T.
What were you calling that? The testes.
Hashtag 3T. I don't know why, but I'm putting it down.
Tickle the testes something.
Let's ask them.
What were we calling that? Tickle?
You guys ever tickle the testes?
Tickle the testes. Tickle the testes. Tickle the testes.
But this is what happened when bands don't call in when they're supposed to.
It's too early in the morning for me, Steve.
Son of a bitch. So what? Should I just shoot out a quick message to the publicist person, you think?
What's the rule? 5 or 10 minutes?
I'd say 10.
Yeah, so we'll give it a couple more minutes.
Okay.
Because you know what'll happen. as soon as you hit send on that email.
And then it's like they call, and then we're in the middle of the interview, and then that person's like frantically trying to get a hold of us, but we're in the middle of the interview, so yeah. We don't know. So it says, what's today?
4:20. Are we here on the wrong day? Oh, come on, Steve. Was it yesterday?
No, it's next Wednesday.
Well, inadvertently, we've made an official 4:20 episode of the MegaCast.
I'm sorry, Ted. I'm glad I didn't send the email. It's next Wednesday. Nobody sets things up that far in advance. I didn't even bother looking at the date. I just saw Wednesday. I'm like, all right. And I sent it to you on Friday.
Hey, Ted,
would you be available to do it next week? This is our 6 a.m. special. I got all music. It's all 6 a.m. all the time. Wow. Well, yeah. Hey, happy 4:20, everybody.
Yeah. Yeah. This took a random turn I wasn't expecting.
No. I'm really sorry about that. This is the worst feeling in the world. This happened to me back when I first started producing, and I would work on like Andy Savage's show. I can't even tell you how many times. This is before like you had like a calendar on your emails. Back in the old days when you had to write a calendar on you had a calendar in the office.
I'm still living in that world, Steve.
I think it's a better world to live in, clearly.
Yeah, because I don't set things in my phone. People will be like, can you do this on Tuesday? I'll be like, hang on, I gotta get to work on Monday and check my calendar.
I used to do that too. And finally people were like, why don't you have the calendar on you?
Yeah.
I'm like, because it's hanging in my office. Why don't you do it on your phone? Yeah, I guess I could. Well, now I'm curious. Hold on a second. So I... there it is on my calendar. Next Wednesday.
Explains why you didn't get any reminders.
Yeah, I was like, I must have never put it down. Oh, I'm sorry, Ted. This is on me.
Well, that's all right. You know, yesterday on the men's room during Weed Week, I got really stoned.
That's what I heard. So I came in this morning.
I'd say like bus ride home.
That bad.
Yeah, I mean, there was a couple giggle fits that I couldn't get out of.
Wow.
Yeah.
Because I was bullcrapping with Matt, the producer, Matt Koch.
MCTP.
I don't know. Which one do you want to call him? The Overnight Sensation.
Well,
MCTP.
Hey, your TP's gone. He's the only TP.
He's now clear, and he is 100% in ownership of the TP.
And to this day, I swear when we came up with that, I was not thinking about you. And you're like, what the f***? Oh, sorry. Sorry.
You put a little mark on it.
My bad.
Yeah, that's fine. That is awesome. What the F, man?
Right? I was like, bro, you're exactly right. I don't know what we're thinking.
That was funny. Like, yeah, his name's Matt, the producer, MCTP. I'm like, do you realize that I'm...
Don't you think right.
Don't you think that's like kind of confusing for him if he's trying to make his way up in the ranks of being an on-air personality, that it's just a full
He's producing my podcast, all right? He's reached the heights.
So I see him this morning
In
the kitchen. I was about making my cup of coffee. He's in there frantically looking around the kitchen. I'm like, what's wrong? He goes, I can't find Ted's cup.
Oh, it's in my office.
That's what I told him. I go, it's probably in his office. He goes, yeah, man. Ted got really stoned yesterday for Weed Week on the men's room.
Yeah.
And he ate an edible. And our podcast was just off the rails.
It was, man. I just, like, you know, I generally, you know, most people, you kind of poop at the same time. You eat at the same time.
Right. You got your routine.
Right. It's like during the show, I'm not hungry. I usually eat lunch right around 1:20, which I did yesterday. But there was so much smoking and edibles going on. By the time I got to my podcast, all I wanted to do was eat and go to sleep.
So at what point do you... Because see, we were just talking about it actually on the morning show on BJ and Migs about the whole concept of Weed Week. And we were like, you know what? Next year, we should kind of piggyback and pay tribute to the men's room and join in on the festivities.
All right.
But we were thinking to do it, to flip the script. And I don't know if you've done this before. I'm sure you guys have. It's kind of like, you know, we're the South Park and you're the Simpsons. Simpsons already did that. Is only one person stays sober and everybody else gets baked.
Yeah, we'll probably do that one day this week, too.
Oh, okay.
Well, the crazy thing is, like, obviously I've done my podcast stone.
Right.
I think I've done the MegaCast stone.
Mm-hmm. Not me.
But like, that's us talking. Like, there's not commercial breaks.
Right.
And it's just generally, like, two or three people. So, with the men's room, it's much tougher Number one, Miles and Thrill are funny, and they're making funny jokes. So
you just giggle fits.
Right? So I'm just laughing at that. And then there's all those stupid sound effects and fish sandwiches, like trying to get through 4 o'clock was just brutal.
The sound effect box would be clutch if you're just stoned at home.
Oh, my God. I could have so much fun with it.
We used to do that with, we had this little mini Korg, which is like a little synthesizer. And it was maybe 2 feet long. It was super tiny, but it had, it was fun. Like, I would screw around with it whenever I would get really stoned when I lived in Queen Anne. And we had a sweet amplifier that my old roommate, who was in my band, had in the house. So we'd hook it up and just jack up the volume. And you'd hit one button, and it would be like, whoa, 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 whoa. And I'd sync it with my drum machine and then put the two together. And you'd, like... You just sit there with either headphones on or headphones off, and you hit buttons and new patterns start, and it was just like, this is crazy. Until one of the times...
You were making EDM.
Yeah, pretty much. Like, we wrote the greatest songs ever that we never recorded because we could never duplicate because we were stoned.
Yeah.
I remember one time I hit a button. It was like a really deep, like, wah, 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 and a mouse came out of the wall. Like a little crack in the wall, and a mouse comes flying out, and I'm like... What the F? Now we're all freaking out trying to catch this mouse, and then it disappears again, right? So now I'm like, I wonder if it was that sound.
Yeah.
And I'm not kidding
you. He's the bass mouse.
He was an EDM, the M stand for mouse, electronic dance mouse. Hit the button again, he came out again.
Are you serious?
Yes. I don't know if it was a happy coincidence.
How many? You must have hit. I would have hit that button 10 times that night.
We kept trying. It only happened the first two times.
But those were the best two.
Oh, man. We went from pure terror when we first saw the mouse to just jubilation that it's working. We're the Pied Piper of this mouse.
That's so awesome.
Man, we should, where are we at? Oh, let's take a quick break.
All right.
When we get back, I do want to ask you more about Weed Week.
I keep looking up at the clock as if somebody's going to call in.
I can't believe, dude, like I said, like this used to happen back in the day. Like, I would book a guest and we'd be pumped about it. Like, and it'd be like, Matt Damon joining us tomorrow. And I'm like, this is going to be awesome. Then it's like 7:15 shows up, no call. 7:20, still no call. And we're live on the air. And I'm like, what the hell's going on? So they go and check my email. And I'm like, oh, crap, it's next Tuesday. So now it's like, what do I say? Do I just out and out, like, on the air? I'm like, so it turns out Matt had some issues, and he's going to call in next week at this time. And then the mics go off, and he's like, what the F's going on? I'm like, dude, it's all me. And he's like, why are you pale? Why? Like, you look like you just saw a ghost. I'm like, it's next week. I booked. I'm just an idiot.
I can't imagine doing that on, like, on the big show.
The worst, man. It's like the one night.
I'm sure
thing
he just
is,
let it go without saying anything.
Oh no, he made it a point to completely crucify me when the mics were off. Oh, it was the worst feeling. You're just alone on an island because you're just like, I'm an idiot. That sucks. We just had all these people tuning in to hear Matt Damon, and he's not even calling in. The only nice thing is, hey, we're all prepared and ready for next week.
Yep.
And you actually have a week now to pay attention to some of their music. Yeah, listen to some of their tunes.
I'll listen to a song.
So, I never mentioned the fun little tidbit of information about 6 a.m. I'm always like, that's a cool name, but what the hell does it mean? You know? So, in 6, of course, Nikki 6.
Yeah.
Motley Crue bassist, also one of the members of 6 a.m. The A stands for Ashba, DJ Ashba, and the M stands for Michael, James Michael, 6 a.m.
Hmm. All right.
How about that?
Yeah.
It's a lot simpler than I would have thought.
Of course.
Keeping it simple, stupid.
I just thought it was his name and then AM.
That's what I thought, too.
Yeah.
All right, when we get back, I want to talk more about Weed Week.
All right.
I want to hear about what happened yesterday.
All right.
And I have a little surprise for you.
Nice.
You kind of know it, but you probably forgot it because you got stoned yesterday.
All right. You can tell I'm completely in the dark.
All right. So, I guess we'll still listen to some more 6 a.m.
Yeah.
Thanks
Dude, it'd
listening.
Be dope to interview these guys.
I wish. Maybe one day.
Maybe next week.
That would be awesome. A boy could dream.
You are not alone. You have Ted, Steve, and me. Grace, the motherfucking robot. The Megacast will be back.
But maybe I'm not alone.
Springtime is here, and now is the time to make sure your weed grows up healthy, strong, and pungent. That's why your reefer needs Miracle-Gro Pot Mix. Like the brand says, it's a pot mix that grows like a miracle. And if it didn't work quite so well, I might be able to actually remember what I'm supposed to say next. Yeah. Cue cards, please. Ah, thanks. Now, if you're a drug dealer and you'd like to cut down on your overhead, and let's be honest, what drug dealer wouldn't? Miracle-Gro Pot Mix is for you. You can grow, harvest, and deal right from the comfort of your home. No more embarrassing traffic stops, no more border security scares, but most importantly, no more pushy people with guns in your face. Call within the next 10 minutes and we'll throw in a free happy scale. It converts ounces to grams with a touch of a button. The happy scale, a $20 value, yours free if you call right now. 1-800-GROW-POT. Miracle-Gro Pot Mix, the cheaper and safer way to grow pot.
These guys always get it right. Okay, when it comes to the meaning behind a selfie, Tech gets it right, and Steve is wrong. The Megacast is back.
This song.
Yeah.
Fun and poppy. Probably dark meaning, though.
Probably. Seems like a good way to close the show.
Yeah. Like confetti flying in the air.
People are clapping.
Chicks are grabbing their crotch doing the guitar tickler.
Oh, yeah.
What was the third T of that?
I don't know.
Testicle tickler something, or was it the...
Was there even a third T?
I could have sworn. Who knows?
That's like our buddy Scuba Steve sending me a tweet.
Yeah, yeah.
I should find it because maybe you can help me with this before we get to anything. And then you can follow us on the Megacast at the Megacast on Twitter. That seems to be the place where we're most interactive.
With all the chicks.
Yeah, all the hot chicks.
Yeah.
Hell, even the first thing I see is from Ashley, one of our fine ladies that listen. And she says, I hate logarithms. Is the new Megacast up yet? I need a distraction, LOL. That was 30 minutes ago.
What's a logarithm?
Logarithm? Logarithm?
Logarithm.
I don't know. Isn't algorithms? Oh, logarithm. I guess she's maybe doing something that involves logarithms. Isn't it like a math thing?
Well, algorithms are. Logarithms, I don't think she's working at a lumber yard.
How do you spell it? Logaria? That's a different thing.
Right, because she said logarithms are boring. Is the new Megacast out yet?
Yeah, okay, there we go. Logarithms. Let's see what that is. In mathematics, a logarithm is the inverse operation to exponentiation.
It's math, dude.
Yeah. It means the logarithm of a number is the exponent to which another fixed value, the base, must be raised to produce the number. There. You don't even need to study now, Ashley. We just told you what a logarithm is.
Yeah, man. It's pretty simple.
Gosh.
Multiply by the participle.
I don't understand why you need the Megacast to help you through the day. I mean, that seems like that would be a lot of fun to learn about.
Mm-hmm. You know, the other day I dropped a good math joke. I was pretty proud of myself. So, like, somebody on the men's room, something came up about, like, angles or... You know, like a guy that's always trying to work an angle. And I was like, yeah, so obtruse. And like Ben smiled, kind of like your stupid, like your little smile too. Like, I'm not going to give you a full on laugh, but I get it. You made an angle joke.
I like that one a lot.
Yeah.
Because I love jokes that fly under the radar of most people. But when like a handful of people are tracking with what you're saying, and you probably experience this. I think you and I probably have similar moments on the radio where you say something and you know there's five people out there that freaking love that joke, but nobody in the room knows what the hell I just said.
Yeah. Like, Miles and Thrill don't have Facebooks, right?
Right.
So, we get all those goofy postcards now, and he puts them all on the wall.
So, is that for listeners can just send you postcards? Is that the whole point?
Yeah.
Okay.
You can get your birthday sung if you wanted to. You can tell him a huge fan.
You sound so enthusiastic about
that. So the postcards, of course, now are on one of my walls.
Yeah, it's to the left of your desk.
Right, completely covering it. So I made the joke yesterday. I go, man, our office is like Facebook. Miles keeps putting stuff on my wall I don't want there. But they don't have Facebook, so they're just staring at me. And I was like, that's a good joke if you use Facebook.
Yeah, get with the 2000s, bros.
Yeah.
Oh, so Scuba Steve, he tweeted, at Megacast, at the MegaCast. Please tell me that wasn't me that said that about hanging with you to Jay. Ha ha.
Oh, God.
I don't know what the hell he's talking about.
He's talking. Remember last week you told the story about a guy going up to Jay and being like, so, friends with Steve.
Oh, no, that wasn't you. That's awesome. My response was, I have no idea what you're talking about. It's been a week since we recorded and I forget quickly.
Yeah, well, sometimes too with Twitter, I think people forget, like, MegaCast, but like sometimes during the men's room, people just tweet stuff. I'm sure you get it on your show, BJ and Migs, but people just have like a conversation with you.
Yep.
But like in the midst of a conversation on the air, like I forget what I said.
Not, my wife will always be like, hey, what'd you guys talk about? I'm like, I don't know. We played a trivia game. We took some phone calls. That's about all I remember. Might have done Facebook drama. After that, your guess is as good as mine.
Right. So everybody on any show has the same conversation, right, with their significant other. Like I've done it. Everybody's done it. So Ben, one day on the air, for whatever reason, I think I was trying to say country.
Oh, boy.
But I stopped at the wrong part and like paused and didn't pick it up. So Ben had to dump it, right?
Uh-huh.
So he said he got home that night and his wife was like, how was work today? And he was like, work? I don't know. Nothing too exciting. Oh, Ted said the C word on the air. So yeah, like unless you do something extraordinary, I think for us sometimes, right, something like that'll stick
out. That stands out.
Yeah.
It's funny you say that because, man, I feel like you and I have had some similar trials and tribulations.
Yeah.
Speaking of trivia game, back when I was playing Beat Migs, when it was Beat the Producer on Andy Savage's show, and one of the questions, I can't remember the question exactly, but I'll never forget the moment. Talk about never forgetting a moment when we do so much talking, it's easy to forget everything. So he's like, you know, name, like, who is Carrie Underwood? It was something like that.
All right.
And this is before she was huge, right? So I'm like, oh, isn't she that one country singer?
But you cut it off?
But I cut it off. So it says, oh, isn't she that one?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my gosh. And he didn't dump it.
Oh.
Because he found great humor in those moments.
Yeah, but you got to dump it.
You would think. Thank God nothing happened because all eyes would be on me. And he was like, what? He also one time, and I'm not joking, like we were doing something and like somebody said, hey, he's like, what did that taste like? He was like licking flies off of a windshield. And the guy goes, it tasted like S. And I'm like, and he let it go. And I'm like, why did you let that go? He goes, that was funny. If I dumped it, no one would have heard the punchline. I'm like, no one's going to hear our show tomorrow, man, if you keep this up.
No one's going to hear our show again.
Oh, it was crazy.
All right, so not on the air, but okay. Another guy we know who's a very nice guy, right?
Okay. Okay.
Right?
Oh, okay.
So, I mean, this guy's super nice. Like, I don't know. Honestly, even in my personal life when I hung out with him, like, he doesn't even curse much.
Right.
Like, he's a generic nice guy. So, his station started some thing, whatever. So, it had only been, like, a few months since his station was doing this. So, we had an event, and he was there. And somebody's, like, girlfriend or girl at the time, like, joking around. And I guess, and he's a morning person. So, I guess he had a long day. And somebody was like, oh, yeah, well, what about blah, blah, blah? Kind of, like, flipping him S.
Uh-huh.
The girl didn't know that probably he hears it all the time. For whatever reason, he's like, well, why don't you just stop being such a...
Oh, conversation killer right there.
Oh my. It just caught everybody off guard. It was just like, God damn.
Yeah.
Like, especially from that guy. Like, huh?
All right. Don't think I've ever even heard him say the F word.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
That's the breaking point.
It was right. Right. That's what's like, man, you've been up too long. It's time to go home.
Dude, I'm like, we've all been in relationships and we've all, like, I've never... In my current marriage, in whatever, how many years we've been together, like 7 years, including dating, never once called her the C word.
I don't even know if I've used it against my exes.
Yeah, I'm trying to think.
I might say bitch or a little psycho.
I said once, I said you're acting like a bitch.
Yeah.
And that did not go well. That was the most offended she's ever been by something I say. And that's saying a lot.
Yeah.
Like, and to the point where I finally got to like... I mean, I was like, I didn't, it was the age old argument. I didn't say you are a bitch. I just said you're acting like a bitch.
Yeah.
That didn't work.
I would have tried that argument.
I did. It failed. Then she said, you know, in the future, like, you know, if you're going to call me something like that, just say I'm being bratty. So the next time I go, hey, you're acting like a brat. She goes, well, I know what you mean now.
I was going to say, that's not going to work out. That's a double-edged sword there.
I set myself up for failure. So now I don't say anything.
Well, you know what you got to go next. You got to go bratty bitch.
You're just being a bratty bitch. Bitch.
Right? Just go full nuclear and just send a missile in there and blow it up, Steve.
All right, before we get to your story about weed weed.
All right.
I have a gift for you.
Oh, I can't believe you have a gift and I already forgot. You told me what it was?
See, this is the problem. I haven't told you what it was. Well, you do know what it is, but you probably don't remember. So, Ted, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh,
hot
yeah.
Hot off the presses.
Nice.
I don't know which size you want. I got a couple different ones. But here we go. Check it out.
Oh, the MegaCast shirt exists.
The MegaCast shirt has been made. Nice. What do you think about it?
I think it looks awesome.
Doesn't it look awesome?
Yeah. Subtle.
Simple.
Yeah.
Just black and white, MegaCast.
Nice.
Do you want the XL or do you want that soft style? Which one? And I have XL or 2X.
I'll probably do the 2X in the soft style.
Because they shrink.
Yeah, when you dry them.
All right.
Dude, where are we going to break these out?
I don't know. We should put them on at some point today and take a picture.
Take right? a photo?
Yeah. So, hey, everybody, check out a shirt that you can't buy yet.
There we go. Suckers.
Suckers. But yeah, nice. I'm thinking that the Rock Shop would put these up for sale.
Yeah. I like it, too. You could wear this to almost any rock show or whatever.
Right. I mean, like, obviously, I love our logo with the cartoon, but let's be realistic. How often are you going to wear something like that?
Right. With two naked guys.
Right. Posing.
Yeah.
But the actual MegaCast logo, which is it's homage to the Mega Powers, I think it looks cool.
Is it time that our Mega logo has an update?
And just use that?
Yeah.
We might have to do that.
Maybe the MegaCast is maturing.
Yeah. We're just getting a little bit darker. We're like the music of 6 a.m.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we got evil stuff.
Yeah, we sound like we're an uplifting group of guys.
No, we're evil as hell, man.
We hate life and we hate you, you bratty bitch.
Ah, go away, son.
Go away, son. Get off my lawn, son. You don't want me to take that wiffle ball and shove it where the sun don't shine, son.
Can the rain just come back? I want to be all emo like I normally am.
That's right.
Not emo, but you know, angry and dark from my drug days.
Which was yesterday. In the men's room.
Today, probably again.
So what time did you take the marijuana product? Yesterday.
I smoked some right before the show.
Okay, so like for those that don't know, during the week that is either what leading up to 420 or on 420,
or right, whatever's closest.
Right.
So this year 420 happened to be Wednesday, the middle of the week,
smack dab in the middle. Yeah.
Right, not interview Wednesday, just a normal Wednesday.
Right, the interview Wednesday would never be on a 420. It would clearly be on a 427. I hate myself.
Whoa, it's just funny too because you're always the prepared one and have everything set up.
Right.
So now that you have this one mistake, I obviously can't let it go, Steve.
I don't think you should ever let it go. We should make shirts that say 420 dot 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 or 427. That might have to be the name of the episode.
420 or 427. You decide. So before the show, we put everybody's name in a hat and then we pick out. You pick out the names on who's, or it's supposed to be you pick out one name on that person's going to be stoned during the show.
Okay.
So right before the show, I ran outside, had a little smoke.
Now, did you go like vape smoke or actual like?
No, like a real like.
Light it up and.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like a good strong cone.
Nice.
Yeah. And then.
How much do you smoke in that situation? Like, is it similar to what you would do at night or do you make it like just a little bit?
No, I just did a couple puffs.
Okay.
Because I wasn't sure, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, I got back in here, and as soon as the show is about to start, it just sets in that, like, getting stoned at work is completely different.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just already giggling about nothing.
Okay.
Yeah.
So at what time are you, is it, like, moments before the show?
Oh, yeah. It's, like, 10 minutes before the show.
Okay.
So as the show's starting, I'm just starting to, like, get there.
Gosh, your intro alone would make me go into giggle fits.
Oh, my God. There's so many little noises or whatever. And then later on, I had a little piece of a lemon bar. And then we kind of re-upped it, like, 4.
Okay.
And then, yeah.
So at 4, is that when you re-upped as far as smoking or eating the lemon bar?
Both. Or okay. No.
The lemon
smoking.
Bar was earlier.
The lemon bar was around 3.
Which
basically
makes sense.
Once an hour, I was injecting, can't inject weed. I was taking in some type of marijuana product.
That is hilarious.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then, right, I had a little more right after the show. So by the time my podcast got on, it was just like, oh, hey, man,
So when the show is going on, obviously part of the fun of doing Weed Week is the listeners have to guess which member of the show is stoned.
Correct.
How evil are the other three or four members, including Mike Hawk?
Right.
How evil are those guys to you, or in any situation, like how evil are the other four to the stoner? Like, are you trying to get them to blow their cover? Are you purposely effing with them? Like,
no.
So you just kind of like act like as if nothing happened,
right? And like I'd never been chosen before, as I was always running the board, and like me and Ben could switch back and forth. But a lot of times, like frankly, I wasn't going to get chosen. So now it's wide, right? Unless like Ben gets chosen, then I'll run the board. But either way, Weed Week always allowed us to just say whatever you want.
Right.
Because then people go, oh, he's the stone one. So you could say, like, during Weed Week, even if I wasn't stoned, I would say the stupidest thing that came to mind.
Just to throw people off the beaten path.
But yesterday, when I was actually stoned, I kept going, is that too stupid? I can't say that.
Oh, you overthought it?
Yo, 100%. Like, the first 10 minutes of the show, I don't think I said a word, except laugh a little.
Mm-hmm.
And then, I mean, I kept having to turn my mic off. And then, like, somebody called in and just said something like, what I heard was, yeah, we were hanging out in the lemon room. And I was just like, oh, man, what is the lemon room?
They're like, 11 bars in the lemon room because I ate a lemon bar.
Right? I stayed in that room.
I'm in that room right now. What was TV time with Ted like for you?
Oh, struggle.
I remember one time getting reefed up and I had to do a news segment.
Yeah, I was going to say, back in the day, I think you guys messed around.
We did some stupid stuff. We had the Jamaica episode, I think it was, when BJ was out of town. And that was a bad idea because the news is at like 6:15 in the morning. And I lasted two sentences into my news report, which is typically multiple pages I go through. You know, each story is a page, but I don't read the whole page. I just kind of give a little summary of each page. I lasted the first two sentences on the first page, and in my head, I was like, I've been talking a really long time. I should probably end the news right now.
Yeah.
And I ended it, and I look up at the clock. I talked for 45 seconds.
Yeah, that's what happened during TV time.
Oh, it's the worst.
All my topics I thought would take, you know, would be like 3 or 4 minute talk topics were like a minute. And then I kept looking at the clock and it was like, you know, like 5:22. And I'm like, oh, I got to get us up to like 34.
Why is time going so slow in the lemon room?
Right? Like, why do these two find the one time they shut up is during this segment? Like, come on, guys.
I need a little help here. Come on, Miles. Come on, Thrill.
You've been watching me. You know how stoned I am.
How many years have we been doing this show? You see me struggling. I'm in the lemon room and I don't know what to have to do.
I'm in the lemon room.
Let me out of this room.
Dude, that has to be new code for being too high.
I like, instead of a safety meeting?
Yeah. Or no, I mean like you're too high.
You're in the lemon room.
Yeah. Or like if we're in a bar, I'd just be like, hey, dude, we got to get out of here. I'm totally in the lemon room.
Dude, people should share us their stories of being in the lemon room.
Yeah.
Just send us an email, themegacast@yahoo.com, or tweet us.
Yeah. And if you write the story, no matter how it actually ended, it should end with, then I yelled, I'm in the lemon room as I ran away.
And if we check our email, we'll read it. You know, depending on,
I ain't going to check it.
Yeah, I'll try.
You don't even know where the interviews are, bro. How
I
you
know.
Checking email?
Just screenshot whatever you send and post it on our Twitter page. I check that every day.
Send me an email. TheTedSmith@KSW.com.
There, that
even I'll
even
read
better.
That thing.
Okay. That's a lot easier than doing this whole Yahoo thing.
Yeah.
I keep deleting the damn app off my phone because I'm running out of space. And then I realize I need it for the Megacast.
And then yesterday I went home. You know, I've been big on the Blue Apron and like cooking dinners.
Yes.
So during the podcast, Cobb and Matt were like, there's no chance you're cooking dinner. And I'm like, what do you mean, man?
Oh, that's right. You had to do the podcast too.
Yeah. I felt like I was here all day yesterday. And I'm just like, my eyes are barely open. I'm just like, yeah, man, no, I'm going to totally cook dinner. I got home and ordered a pizza.
Did you tell them? Did you tweet them or
text them? I'll tell them today.
Yeah, you're probably too hard to figure out how to send a text at that point.
Man, and granted, I know it helps, but I'm telling you, I got a Hawaiian pizza and a Caesar salad last night from Pagliacci's, and I was like, this is the best pizza I've ever had.
Oh, I can only imagine.
It tasted so good.
I mean, Pagliacci's is already the best pizza.
Yeah.
So throw on top of it being stoned all day, and you finally get to, like, just celebrate the fact that you made it out alive. You made it out of the lemon room.
Oh.
And went right into the pineapple room.
Right?
What time did you pass out?
It had to be like 11:30-ish.
Okay.
Because I saw a little bit of Trevor Noah. Right? Like, I remember watching that. I tried to watch something else. I tried to watch Deadliest Catch, and I just...
No luck.
No luck. I just, like, I was like, I'm not into this tonight.
Well, Ted, I'm looking at the clock. We got to get wrapping this thing up.
All right.
Next week on the show.
Who are we going to have in?
This just came in. Just announced. Nikki Sixx, DJ Ashba, and James Michael. You know them as 6 a.m.
6 a.m.
So let's do
it. I want to say this week before we have him on.
Yeah.
James Michael is his name?
Yeah, James Michael.
Like James Michael Michael, the figure skater from Blades of Glory?
Best part is his name's actually his last name. It's spelled like Michelle, but he changed it to Michael. That way people wouldn't screw it up.
And call him James Michelle?
Yeah, he probably got sick
of it. Or Michelle James?
Yeah.
Michelle James sounds like a hot chick.
Yeah, it does. Well, it was Mickey James.
Who's that?
The WWE days.
Oh.
Do a search on Mickey James.
All right.
And do it with the safeguard off.
Yeah, you're killing me with those safeguards, or with the searches for the WWE chicks.
Oh,
I still can't get over the Dudley boy's wife.
Oh, girlfriend. Velvet Sky.
Yeah.
Oh, she's never been in the WWE. They need to bring her in.
Yeah, give her a shot.
She is a smoke show.
Yeah.
All right, let's get out of here. We got 10 push-ups to do, and once again, we'll listen to some more of that new 6 a.m. Its song is called Rise. Album, now I realize, comes out next Friday. Well, I knew that, but the interview will be next Wednesday. All right, Ted. It's been fun.
Yeah.
Let's get out of here.
Rise. Get yourselves together. Rise. Stand up and live your life.
Rise. This would be a cool song while bass.
Together. Rise. Hands up high.
All right, let's get 10, Mega Family.
I find it ironic. We were here on the wrong day, and he's like, get your stuff together.
I should have listened. Here we go. That's right. Tickle those testes, kids.
Ah!
That didn't sound right.
Tickle those testes, kids.
Up high!
What? This is the worst advice ever.
I'm high, man. Yeah. Get me out of the lemon room.
We're in the lemon room. Abort! Abort!